Hello, I'm Norma Galumbus. Welcome to the Norma Galumbus Lifestyle Podcast, a part of the Saskatchewan Podcast Network. Thank you for listening. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the podcast. In today's age of high-tech, instant communication options, plowed roads, and nice warm vehicles, it is hard to imagine what it would have been like over 70 years ago when my parents were dating. They only lived 18 miles apart, but it must have seemed much farther, especially in the winter. Now we want quick replies to our questions and are impatient when we have to wait on anything. We want instant gratification and attention. A trip to get the mail these days isn't exactly anyone's idea of a big fun weekend. I must work on the virtue of patience, I think. February 2019, a Valentine for you, darling. 1947, the rest of the story. I no longer have my first Valentine card from the Hubs, but Mom kept the Valentine Dad gave her in 1947, 72 years ago. In my Remembrance Day post, Save the Waltzes for Me, a wartime love story, I recounted the story of how my parents met and fell in love. I knew then that Dad had asked Mom to marry him in January of 1947, and their engagement became official in February once he had purchased the rings. I have since unearthed the complete story of their engagement. I had not previously thought to inquire as to how the proposal occurred. I asked if he had gone down on one knee to propose, and she said no, he proposed through the mail. What? I was surprised. I had never heard that part of the story before. Dad had visited Mom at Christmas time in 1946, and they had discussed getting engaged. In January, for her birthday, she received the proposal letter. Mom lived 50 miles west of town, and Dad lived 3 miles east of town. The harsh winter weather prevented them from seeing each other from Christmas to Valentine's Day. The mail was their only way to communicate. I can picture Dad mailing that letter and waiting weeks for a reply to his proposal. I wondered if Dad had asked her parents for their blessing before he proposed. She just gave me a girlish laugh and said she could not remember, as that was 100 years ago. In those days, there was a country store with a post office in it a few miles from their farm. On Saturdays in the summer, Mom and some of her siblings would get fancied up and walk to the post office to get the mail. It was a long walk, but it was fun to go with the other kids. There was a shortcut through a field by a lake, but they feared the mean geese there, so they took the long way around on the road. In the winter, either someone from the family picked up the mail, or the store owner dropped it off. Mom replied yes to the proposal by mail, and she decided June 10th would be their wedding day. Dad went to Prince Albert and got the rings. He said it wasn't the biggest one on the shelf, but he did his best. She was 18 and he was 26. The war was over, he had his discharge papers, and decided farming was his calling. Eventually, the engagement ring became too thin to wear, so she just wore the wedding band. Mom said that diamonds and farming don't go together. All that hard work and hauling pails of water, as they never had running water on the farm, wore her ring right thin. When I asked how much a set of rings would have cost back then, she said about $15, as it wasn't a real diamond. The stone fell out several times over the years, and she put it back in. She said that never bothered her. A simple little card like this can become a part of the fabric of a life story. It is published in Mom's memoirs in our family history book. It is forever there for future generations to gaze upon and wonder about its story. Where did he buy the card? How much did it cost? Did he stand there for a long time trying to choose the perfect card? Or were there only a few to choose from? It was Valentine's Day plus their engagement. That is a lot of pressure on a guy. I picture the hundreds of choices there are now when I buy a card and try to imagine what options he would have been looking at in those days. I guess the moral of this story could be, choose a card for your sweetheart very carefully because it could go down in history. If you do cheap out, at least be cagey enough to destroy the evidence afterwards. What are your Valentine's Day plans? If you are single, remember to treat yourself too.
visit my lifestyle blog for episode pictures and links to my garden and published works pages, food blog, and gift shop. My website address is in the episode notes.
The Saskatchewan Podcast Network is supported by Kinaxis. Does money spark joy in your life or cause you stress? If you said stress, you're not alone. For 42% of Canadians, their biggest stressor comes from money. At Kinaxis, they care about your financial well-being. Money doesn't have to be stressful, and Kinaxis is here to help. The Kinaxis hashtag MoneyTalk blog provides expert advice, tips, and solutions for all life stages and events. Getting married, buying a house, budgeting, saving, they cover it all and more. And did I mention it's free? Check it out today at kinexismoneytalk.ca and start feeling confident and stress-free about your money.
The Saskatchewan Podcast Network is supported by Direct West. Is marketing getting in the way of running your business? Direct West has a local expert team right here in Saskatchewan that will work with you to build your website exactly how you imagine it. Let them help you improve your online presence and head to directwest.com to learn more.